재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Every Wednesday we get to meet people from all over the world. 오늘은 대한 외국인을 모셨습니다. Say hello to Daniel Hicks in the studio. 안녕하세요.
예, 안녕하세요. 저는 영국에서 온 다니엘 힉스입니다.
반갑습니다.
반갑습니다. Hello guys, my name is Daniel and I'm from the UK.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too again for the
again.
Second time.
Yeah, well, we did a TV show not too long ago.
We did. We did like 2주, 3주 전에
맞아요.
촬영 같이 했죠. 근데 그때 영어로만 말했잖아요.
맞아요, 맞아요.
처음으로 지금 한국말 같이 하는 맞아요. 거예요. 신기하다.
약간 어색하긴 해요. 외국 사람들 만나면 한국에서도 약간 한국어 쓰는 것도 약간 어색하기도 하고 영어 쓰는 것도 약간 어색하기도 하고.
Yeah, but I mean for us, because you're from the States and I'm from the UK.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we'll go straight for English normally, but
right.
It's always fun to get into Korean with
yeah.
foreign people as well.
Why not? We learn as we go. Well, in yeah. any case, we know that Daniel is from the UK. 그래서 준비한 2부 퀴즈는 다음 중 영국 대학이 아닌 곳은 어디일까요? 사실 공부 잘 안 하시는 분들은 상관 없잖아요. But if you want to win some free coffee, you got to know which university is not in the UK. Is it number one? University of Oxford, number two, University of Cambridge, number three, New England College. 답을 아시는 분들은 유료문자 샵 1013으로 담은 50원, 장문 100원 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰을 드리겠습니다. Do you know the answer to this quiz?
I do, and okay. I wouldn't mind drinking a coffee either. Can I get involved?
문자 보내주세요.
Okay.
Well, let's get to know you a little bit. How long have you been in Korea for?
I've been here now for the past 4 years, constantly almost.
Okay.
And before that, I came and I went often. 자주 갔다 왔어요, 그 전에.
아하,
매년 그냥 한 번씩 왔고, 요즘 계속 있어요.
그때는 왜 그냥 왔다 갔다 하셨어요?
일하러 왔어요, 처음에. 처음 한국 왔을 때, I really didn't know that much about Korea at all, to be honest with you. And I was working in a lot of different countries at that time. And I thought, why not? I got the opportunity to come to Seoul. I wanted to go and check it out. So I was like, 가자.
가자!
해보자.
왜 안?
Yeah.
어떤 일을 하셨어요 그때?
모델을 했어요 그때.
아, 역시.
어렸을 때. Yeah. 한국 처음 왔을 때는 이제 2012년.
Mm-hmm.
2012 was the first time I came here and I couldn't speak a word of Korean. Obviously a lot of time has passed since then so I'm not mm-hmm. modeling anymore but yeah that's the reason I first came here.
지금도 충분히 하실 수 있는데.
아, 예. 요즘에 어린 모델 보면
어린다니. I mean,
yeah.
you are 충분히 어려 to still be modeling.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I've tried a couple of castings in the last couple of years and I go there and I see these like 18-year-old models and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
비교 못하죠. 18살 모델은 비교 못하는데.
30살 넘으면 어려워요.
I guess so. Well, Daniel, you've been modeling here and there, coming back, you know, from the UK to Seoul, back and forth and things like that. And now, you are still in the modeling industry, but as a different profession.
Yes. So I'm like more kind of involved with everything that goes on behind the scenes, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of models will come and leave and taking care of those foreign people who are coming to Korea for the first time. It's a situation I was also in, so I know how it feels.
그러니까요.
Yeah, making people feel comfortable and basically like picking the right people and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, 이게 굉장히 약간 중요한 역할이긴 한데 옛날에는 yeah. 모델을 해서 캐스팅을 기다렸는데 이제 캐스팅을 하시는 분이 됐잖아요.
Mm-hmm.
What's the main shift of mindset?
I have no shift of mindset particularly. I think the same way. I remember the first time I came to Korea, 한국에 처음 왔을 때 아는 친구가 없었어요.
네.
그때 I was totally alone, completely by myself, and just remembering how I felt back then and what I would have done to make myself happy at that time,
mm-hmm.
and just giving that what I've learned about that to new people who are coming here and feeling like totally out of their depth and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just making people feel comfortable and happy
yeah,
to be here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true. So, what kind of people? Not what kind of people. Where do these people, these models, usually come from? 이제 한국에도 외국 모델 자주 쓰잖아요. 그래서 yeah. 홈쇼핑 TV를 봤을 때 엄청 이쁜 잘생긴 사람들이 많이 있는데, 도대체 이런 사람을 어떻게 구했는지 어떻게 찾았는지 궁금할 수도 있는데
사실 거의 러시아 사람 많아요. 러시아 아하. 사람도 많고 브라질 사람 많아요. 다른 컨셉 있잖아요. There's like a, the more like 운동 스타일. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of Brazilian guys who do those, like, you know, these big,
몸짱.
These big sexy hand Brazilian Wasserman. Guys. Yeah, and then you have these beautiful Russian girls. So the agencies are in contact with each other. Mm-hmm. There'll be like model agencies in each country, and you will check them out constantly to see like who's there now, any new faces, can we get them over here, do they not want to come here, and all that kind of stuff, and try and figure out some kind of offer and stuff.
Interesting.
Like that.
Yeah. So these modeling agencies are in contact with other agencies all over the
world.
Oh
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And so how does that transaction work? Do you guys fly them out here?
Yes.
비행기 표도 사주고 데리고 와서.
That's right.
Wow.
우리 그 비행기 표도 사고 그 계약 만들어요. Like mm-hmm. 우리는
롱텀인가요? 숏텀인가요?
It's usually 2 or 3 months. And that's up to the model.
아하.
가끔 뭐 오래 있고 싶지 않은 모델들도 있고 mm-hmm. 그냥 오래 한국에 있고 싶은 모델들도 있으니까 we're flexible about that.
신기하네요.
Yeah.
I mean, well, then what would you say? I'm sure there are lots of, you know, people who want to come over to Korea, and if they've got the look, if they've got the physique, then modeling could be a way to come in.
Yep.
어떤 팁이 줄 수 있으면 뭘까요? 모델 하고 싶은, 특히 한국의 모델 하고 싶은 분들.
일단 할 수 있어요. 근데
할 수 있어요.
처음에 자기 나라에 있는 좋은 회사 찾아야 돼요, 먼저. 아니면은 그 계약은 별로 안 좋게 만들 수 있어요. You want to be sure you're going to get the best deal you can get.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get ripped off, right? So you have to make sure that first of all in your own country, you get a good base, you get a good company behind you. And then things will just naturally figure themselves out from there.
Yeah, that's true. 바가지는 is everywhere.
Yes.
That's so true.
Absolutely.
And so whether you're in Brazil, Russia, the United States, anywhere,
right.
You want to find a good agency to represent.
You certainly do.
All right. Well, we're talking about, you know, learning Korean and all of that as well. So lots of people, you know, when we interview them, they say, 어학원을 다니고, 뭐
yeah.
여기서 석사 하시는 분들도 있고 and all that jazz, which is great. But what was your story? What was your path?
아, 저는 한국말 공부하자 그런 생각 해본 적이 없었어요. 그 처음에 그냥 한국 와서 일하러 왔잖아요. 그때 친구들 생겼고 친구들 생기기 다음에 관심 조금 생겼어요.
아, 친구들 만나고
yes.
나서.
Those friends first of all taught me how to read. And that was what kicked everything off. Because once you learn how to read, you're just looking at everything in your surroundings like, 이거 뭐야? 이거 뭐야? 친구들 짜증나게. They're like, Daniel, stop asking. I'm like, what's this? 이거 뭔데? 이거는? 이건? So I would just start reading everything and I'd uh-huh. pick up little bits like that and I started to piece things together. Uh-huh. And once I got to a certain point, 아, 이제부터 계속 공부하면 잘할 수 있을 것 같아, 이제.
Mm-hmm.
그렇게 생각하면서 I finally started to go to the 어학당.
Oh, okay.
I did, and I studied by myself as well. But in the beginning, it was so random. I just learned bits and pieces, and when I
finally,
yeah, 결국엔 조금이라도 어떤 얘기할 수 있었어요. Like 인사라 그런 거. 그래서 그 다음에 그냥 okay, 그냥 정말 해보자. Yeah, went for it.
Yeah, 사실 Daniel 성격은 약간 쿨한 것 같은데요. 하고 싶으면 하는 편인가요? Like, are you a go-getter?
I wouldn't say so. I would say more like I was ready to kind of stay here. I had this feeling like 한국에 행복한데 아직 영국 가고 싶지 않으니까 shouldn't I just learn Korean and see where things go from there?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it was less about like trying out something random and new. It was more about like, well, I'm happy, so why not I stay happy? So I'll try and, you know, make some more effort to be involved in the culture here and get more friends and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know? Be happy here. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. Daniel from the UK joining us here on Korean Masters. For those of you guys who want to study abroad, maybe you'll want to check out some universities in the UK. 다음 중 영국 대학이 아닌 곳은 어디일까요? 1번 University of Oxford, 2번 University of Cambridge, 3번 New England College. 답을 아시는 분들은 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 담은 50원, 장문 100원 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰을 드리겠습니다. 힌트를 드리자면 의외의 정답 입니다. Cutting in a message. 2343 says, I'm the new guy in town. I've lived in Korea for 3 years and I just found out about this channel. So great. 그래도 한국어 잘 못해요. 당신들의 한국어 너무 부러워요. 라고 보내주셨는데요.
Well, I mean, as you said, I think that's a great decision to make in itself. You have to decide to be here and decide that you're going to be happy here and
결심을 해야 그 다음 단계로 갈 수도 있는데
I think a lot of people get stuck with should I stay here? Should I go back?
그런 망설임은 없었어요? 다시 영국으로 가야 되나 말아야 되나?
조금은 있었어요. 왜냐하면 가족이랑 되게 친하고 I have a lot of great friends in the UK as well. And there's sometimes, like right now, I'm feeling like maybe I should be in the UK because they have this crazy 축구 tournament 지금 하고 있는데요. 아, 친구들이 다 같이 놀면서.
FOMO.
Yeah, so I feel like sometimes I feel like that, but not, to be honest, not really. I have enough good people around me here that I just feel like 여기는 너무
좋으니까.
좋지 않아요? Yeah, 좋아요.
좋으니까. 고향이 제일 그리울 때는 언젠가요? 그 축구 토너먼트인가요?
바로 지금? Battle right now.
I know.
Yeah, because I will explain, like, my friends, yesterday, England played against 독일.
Uh-huh.
잉글랜드하고 독일. 잉글랜드 이겼어요.
And
this is a big tournament, so my friends were going crazy in the pub. 요즘 코로나 상황이 되게 좋아졌어요, 영국에.
Uh-huh.
그래서 친한 친구들이 다 같이 놀랐는데, because of the time difference, I watched it alone in my bedroom at 12 at night in the darkness. And my friends are all going crazy in the pub, so like, 바로 지금...
외로워.
가고 싶어요. Because,
맞아요.
Yeah, the football really brings people together in England, and I miss that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's a good point that you make. I mean, being in Korea, we were talking about earlier that we didn't suffer as much as other places around the world. And so we're quite fortunate to live in Korea in this time. And as you said, in England, it's gotten much better. Do you have plans to go back, see family, or in the near future?
I do, yeah. But if I'm going to go back, I don't have my vaccine yet, unfortunately.
Aha.
I've got to make sure all the timing's right. And of course, it's Christmas coming up again, like it is every year. And that's just the best time to be with your family. So I think I'm going to hold out until Christmas.
Yeah.
Fly back over there, finally see my grandma and all my close people. And I'm looking forward to it, but I'm in no rush at the moment.
Yeah, no rush. Yeah. 너무 쳐들지 않아도 충분히 즐길 수 있기 때문에 한국에서
그럼요. 너무 덥지만 괜찮아요.
That's true. I mean, speaking of your future, I mean, future plans of seeing family. Want to know about your career plans, if you have any. I mean, you've been in dramas, web drama도 출연하셨는데 이제 드라마 쪽으로, 연기 쪽으로 그쪽으로 가시고 싶은지
저는
방송에도 많이 나오잖아요.
네. 근데 그거 방송하는 게 좀 아직 어려워요. 저는 한국말 그렇게 잘하지 않아요. You're a great host, by the way. Korean genius, Korean master 몇 번 들어봤는데 와 한국말 되게 잘하고
아니에요.
I think
대본이 있어서
job.
그런 것 같아요.
아니죠. 저도
읽고 있기 때문에.
그래서 예를 들면 저도 이 한국말로 연기했는데요.
Right.
그때도 대본이 있거든요.
아하.
And I was terrible.
Well, you have to 외워야 되니까 그건 맞아. 아예 다르잖아요.
I forgot my lines.
Yeah.
I was pausing in the middle of sentences.
Uh-huh.
그 대본에 나오는 모르는 단어들
맞아요.
배워야 하고. Oh, it was very difficult. And I do have some kind of confidence that I can do that 영어로. 근데 한국에서 한국말로 연기하는 거 더 나중에 해보고 싶은데 일단 공부 열심히 해야죠.
아, 맞아요.
그
진짜.
정도로 잘할 수 없어.
연기 그 자체도 도전인데
yeah.
다른 언어로 연기하는 게 쉽지 않을 텐데.
Yeah, you have to be very comfortable and very like
confident.
Settled inside to be able to express
맞아요.
Yourself by acting. And when you're speaking in a foreign language that you're not that comfortable with yet.
아, 맞아요.
완전 어려워.
정말 좋은 말을 하신 것 같아요.
Yeah.
자신감이 사실 필요해요.
Yeah.
연기하는 것도 자신감이 필요하고. 특히 다른 언어를 배우는 것도 말하는 것도 그 자체도 자신감이 조금 필요하잖아요. 용기를 내서 하는 건데.
네, 그거 어렵죠. 처음에 어려워. 저는 한국말 그렇게 잘하지 않았을 때 영어 못하는 사람 만나기 되게 어려웠어요. 겁이 좀 있어요, 가끔 저는.
맞아요.
그래서 I didn't want to annoy anybody by like using terrible Korean and having a rubbish conversation. So yeah, I was scared to have my first conversation with somebody who couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
But when you finally get to that point, it feels amazingly good.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about having good friends in Korea and you wanted to stick around. 정말 한국에 대한 그런 느끼는 가장 큰 매력은 뭘까요? 사람인가요? 문화인가요? 언어인가요? 음식인가요?
This is always a difficult question to answer because I think it's like a combination of everything together.
Mm-hmm. 뭐가 그렇게 좋아서 외국 사람들이 다 한국으로 오고 싶을까요?
I think there's just 한국 has a really great image these days of being like at the forefront of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. The economy is really good and you know, honestly, there's a lot of beautiful people here, and I think that's an appeal to a lot of people as well. The technology aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are seeing Korea on social media or even just movies and stuff. And even just when you just look at it, you can see it looks like a nice place to live in, mm-hmm. right? So,
I mean, that's from the outside. And so aesthetically.
Yes.
뭐 경제적으로도 좋고, 뭐 드라마 보면서 사람들이 너무 잘생기고 너무 예쁘고, 밖에서 보면 한국이 너무 좋아.
Right.
안에서 살면서 왜 사람들이 계속 있을까요? People say, 나는 선생 일을 하면서 한 1-2년밖에 살고 그냥 다시 돌아갈 거야 라고 하면서 10년이 지나가요.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that everything that you need to live happily, you can find pretty easily here, in my opinion. There's great food. There's great places to go and see if you want to escape the city, like mountains, beaches, all that
맞아요.
Kind of stuff. There's,
it's just 살기 좋아요.
Yeah. 되게 편해요, 여기. It's a great place to live.
편리하고.
It's comfortable. 맛있는 yeah. 음식 많고, 24시간 갈 수 있는 곳도 많고. You can
party.
Have fun. You can just do whatever you
Sleep?
Want over here.
Sleep? Where?
Yeah, exactly. There's just nothing you can't do.
맞아요. 할 수 있는 것보다 할 수 없는 것보다 할 수 있는 게 더 많아요. 훨씬
right.
더 많아서.
Right. And there's just so many lovely people here.
Yeah.
Or maybe I've just been very lucky that my... I've met some
True.
Great friends.
Could be. Could be.
It's hard to leave when you're having such a comfortable day-by-day experience.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, I mean, you said that you're, you know, you often say, when I was not that good in Korean, which means yeah. now you're pretty good at Korean. We got to test it out real quick.
Okay.
Tongue twister challenge for today.
Tongue twister라고요?
Tongue twister.
Okay.
살 수 있을지 궁금한데요. 일본은 조금 쉬워요. 우리가 만든 tongue twister.
저는 영어로도 못하거든요.
맞아요. 저도 그냥. 1번, 우리 지니님들은 진짜 지니님들인가? 가짜 지니님들인가?
아, 알겠습니다. 잠시만요. 우리 지니님들은 진짜 지니님들인가? 가짜 지니님들인가?
Yeah, that's
아이,
good.
어려워요.
Hey, it's your first time.
Okay.
처음이라면 yeah. that's pretty good. 2번,
감사합니다.
It's a little level up입니다. 신진... 샹, 샹, 샹을 썼습니다. 정말 여기 대책이 이제 신진 샹송 가수의 신춘 샹송 쇼.
I think you might be worse than me. Let's try.
Maybe.
신진 샹송 가수의 신춘 샹송 쇼.
Wow, that was good.
I need to breathe.
That's impressive.
That was easier than the first one, I think.
마지막 갈까요? 마지막은 조금. It's pretty long.
좀 길어요, 예.
경찰청 왼쪽 유리창 중앙 쇠창 살은 녹이 쓴 쇠창 살이고 검찰청 오른쪽 유리창 중앙 철창은 녹이 안 쓴 철창 살이다.
All right, not bad.
Not bad.
Let's have a go at this. 경찰청 왼쪽 유리창 중앙 쇠창 살은 녹이 쓴 쇠창 살이고 검찰청 오른쪽 유리창 중앙 철창살은 녹이 안 쓴 철창살이다.
끝에는 조금 멜로디를 붙여셨네요.
Yeah, like an auctioneer.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Well, thank you very much, Daniel Hicks, for being on the show. Before we let you go, we do have to give out the answers for our quiz. 다음 중 영국 대학이 아닌 곳은 어디일까요? 1번 Oxford, University of Oxford. 2번 University of Cambridge. Number 3, New England College. 1213님께서는 Hoxie. Number 3, I know Oxford and Cambridge, but the last one, if I could turn back time, I would so study hard. But you know what? Personally, I think the happiness is outside the school, outside the box. 맞아요. I don't think there's anybody who really finds happiness while studying, but congratulations!
Yes!
You got it right! 5466님께서도 3번 New England College! 오늘은 월 마감을 하느라 퇴근도 늦게 스트레스 받은 걸 한국어 천재 들으며 여유로워졌어요. 7월이라니 전 아직 7월 맞이 하기엔 마음 준비가 안 됐어요. 준비가 된 다음에 오면 좋을 텐데 아쉽네요 라고 보내주셨는데요. 그러니까요. 왜 이렇게 시간이 빨리 갈까요?
Yes!
4820님, 3번 New England College 미국 동부 New Hampshire 소재의 대학입니다. Thank you! 라고 보내주셨는데요.
Yes!
That's exactly right. Lots of people got it right. 1790 got it correct. 5743-2343님께서도 3번! 4927 says 3번 아닌가요? 모기 조심하세요. That's true. 뜬금없는데 그래도 좋은 정보입니다. 2737, 3번 3번이용! 한천 사랑합니다. 4193 says New England이요. 3번이요. 한국어 천재들 방송 너무 좋아요. 라고 보내주셨는데요. Thank you very much. 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. Once again, thank you, Daniel. Hope to see you again soon.
It was a pleasure. 시간 완전 빨리 지나가네요.
그러니까요.
That was fast. That was fast. But it was a pleasure to be here.
오늘 신청곡도 갖고 오셨다며요?
I did. It's a song called Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, which is one of my favorite bands from the UK since I was a kid up until now. So yeah, Don't Look Back in Anger.
We'll take a listen to that song 오늘. 마무리 잘 하시고요. We'll see you again tomorrow. Oasis의 Don't Look Back in Anger 마지막 곡으로 보내드리겠습니다. 내일 봬요.